Welcome to the AES Journal podcast for October. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Having spent the last two editions on special issue papers relating to intelligent processing, semantics, and interaction, this month we move on to other themes, including spatial audio, transducers, and auralization. Simeon Delicarius Manius and his colleagues start the ball rolling with their paper on auralization of the directional characteristics of an acoustic source in a reverberant space using measurements of laser sparks. Laser-induced sparks have a point source-like character, and the authors experimented with using a cloud of them to synthesize arbitrary radiation patterns of loudspeakers. These were convolved with synthesized room impulse responses to auralize the results, and the quality was found to be excellent. Following on from this, Gilles Courtois and his colleagues report on the dynamic range limiting of the head-related transfer functions used in binaural hearing aids. Spatialization using such functions could be problematic for hearing-impaired listeners if processing made some parts of the spectrum too loud or too quiet, for example. The aim here was to find out how much dynamic limitation could be applied without degrading the sound image too much for 38 normal hearing participants. Pre-processing the HRTFs is found desirable prior to any wide dynamic range compression at the output of hearing aids. Marco Simeon Galvez and his co-researchers look into object-based reproduction using a listener position adaptive stereo system. The idea was to adjust the loudspeaker feeds so that the stereo image remained consistent and the listener moved, based on control inputs from a video tracking system. Object location using conventional amplitude panning within the stereo base angle was tried, as well as a form of frequency-dependent ambisonic panning outside that angle. The latter turned out to be less robust, being affected by the accuracy of the video tracking system and loudspeaker directivity characteristics. In a paper on automatic regularization of headphone transfer functions, Javier Gomez-Bolaños, Aki Makivarita, and Vile Poki explain that when compensating for inaccuracies in headphones, response peaks and notches cannot be treated as perceptually equivalent. Inverted notches can turn into high Q peaks that can sound very unpleasant. They propose a new automatic method that is claimed to be as accurate as conventional inverse methods, but which limits notch inversion in a perceptually acceptable way. Rory Wallace and Hyung-Kook Lee finish up the research papers section with an article on vertical stereo localization in the presence of interchannel crosstalk. They discovered that cardioid microphones are a more appropriate choice than omnis for height layer pickup in a 3D array when it comes to localizing sources near the main loudspeaker layer. Various guidelines are proposed for the manipulation of different frequency bands in the height channel signals in order to control vertical imaging. The first of this month's two engineering reports is by Wolfgang Klippel and deals with the mechanical overload protection of loudspeaker systems. Klippel is particularly interested in the protection of smaller transducers that need to produce a lot of acoustic output without damage or excessive distortion. He finds that it's possible to implement a protection scheme inexpensively by monitoring the voltage and current at the transducer terminals without using a mechanical sensor. Active linearization and stabilization, however, require the addition of a mechanical protection system. In an article on quantifying sound quality in loudspeaker reproduction, John Behrens and two colleagues from the Netherlands report on a system known as Prequel that attempts to predict perceived quality in a reproduction room using any musical fragment as an input. A reference is made using binaural recordings of a reference loudspeaker in a reference listening environment, and this is compared with the output of the system being tested using a range of perceptual metrics. A reasonably high degree of correlation is found between objective and subjective measurements. In the second part of the October journal, we report on the highly successful Headphone Technology 2016 conference that was held recently in Denmark. You can get a summary of the main themes and activities here, and we'll be writing in more detail about some of the work presented in future months. Also in this issue, you'll find a feature article that goes into depth on some of the papers presented at this year's Sound Field Control Conference. The latest work on personal sound zones is the main theme. If you'd like to know about the new officers starting their terms on the AES Board of Governors this fall, look no further than page 818 of the October Journal. Find out what they're planning to do for the Society over the course of their term. There's a review of a resurrected book on disc recording by Robert Morrison and a roundup of the Society's sustaining members, too. All this, plus the regular news of AES section meetings and recent product launches in this month's AES Journal. Download the latest issue today at www.aes.org. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.